So how do you feel after, you know, for basically the last 2 months having to watch? Where are you right now?
I feel good. My body feels good, obviously, and I'm trying to, you know, get the calf to where it needs to be. But overall, I feel good, and, you know, we'll see today. I get to go out and do a full practice, do all the hitting and blocking, full pads, so that'll be good to, you know, see where I'm at there.
Tight end spot was tough last week with Mercedes down and young guys playing. Do you feel a sense of urgency to get back out there and lift up the position?
I mean, anybody who's been hurt in the NFL will tell you they always feel a sense of urgency because an injured guy just leaves a hole in a position group. And Mercedes gone, yeah, that puts an added emphasis to it. But either way, I mean, I felt that sense of urgency to try to get back as quickly as possible. And, you know, it's finally, you know, I'm finally to a point where I think I can play and, you know, be successful and not, you know, further injure myself. So, you know, it'll be good to get out there and, you know, get back with the guys.
Did you know that a calf injury could last so long?
No idea. I had no idea. It's a slow healer, but, you know, it's an all or nothing muscle. And I think that's the biggest problem.
You've been watching since he started playing in preseason games. Tell us what you think of Blake Bortles.
Blake's a playmaker. You can't deny that. He makes plays out of nothing. You know, he's a great player, and he's a good leader for a rookie to come in, you know, to a situation like this. He's really been a good leader as well, and, you know, done a good job learning under Chad. And I think they have such a good relationship. It's going to help him to develop and to just be more confident on Sundays.
You ever play with a quarterback who could make something out of nothing like he did at one point last week? Your head's got to be on a swivel at all times, doesn't it?
Yeah, I played with, you know, Michael Vick for 3 years in Philadelphia, and he could extend plays. And, you know, Blake does a great job of extending plays too. So I think he's similar in the aspect of you always got to be, you know, ready to go if you think your route's finished. You know, make sure you're working to get open because he can extend a play.
You had a tremendous camp. If you're healthy and ready to go, do you pick right back up where you left off?
I, you know, that's what I'm going to work for and watch film and just, you know, try my best to do.